3, 2. Hello!
Hello, everybody! Hello! Hello, everybody! Hello! Yeah!
Oh my God, yes!
We are back! Wow!
Happy New Year, Tomas! Happy New Year, Punira!
Happy New Year, guys!
Yeah, thank you! Happy New Year!
Happy New Year to our audience!
Absolutely. Happy New Year to everybody. Obviously, like, this is, like, a little later into January, like, almost towards the end of January, but still, though, yeah, like, it's the beginning of the year, pretty much, still. You know, we want to wish everybody good vibes, and, you know, one thing I'm going to say, though, is that you really didn't need to wait for, like, the New Year mark to start whatever you want to start. You know, like, you don't even need to wait. You don't even think, like, oh, it's, like, late to do whatever you want to start. Like, you start whenever you feel ready, boo-boo. So don't wait for any, like, official, like, calendar, a special date or anything like that. Just do your thing whenever you feel like it. Like, for example, this podcast. We are back. There is no, like, oh, yeah, no, we're going to be back January 1st. We're going to be back by New Year's. Nothing like that. It just happened when it did. And we are here, honey. Bianca.
Hi. Oh, my God. I am so happy to be back. I've been missing you guys. I know we took a break from the podcast for a little bit. You know, everybody deserves a break for a little while.
Absolutely.
But I'm definitely happy to be back. I did, like, a little time for myself during this break. And, you know, it was a good time to reconnect with myself, with my soul. And, you know, also pay attention to what is happening surrounding us.
That's beautiful. I agree. I resonate with that a lot. Juanita, how about you, girl? How are you?
I'm doing well. It's been a while since I've been on the podcast, I feel like. But no, it's been good. I started this little organizing school class thingy, which is all about just community organizing with this group that I am affiliated with here in Philly. And yeah, been chilling, got a chance to go back home, which was really nice because I didn't go home for Thanksgiving. So it was really good to get back, like, to be around family and to be around support and feel motivated again to do stuff. And yeah, it's been
that's
good.
So
it's been
good. Really good. I am glad that you feel that. I feel a similar thing when I went to visit my parents for the holidays. My parents moved to a whole new state, so the city itself doesn't feel necessarily, like, nostalgic to me, obviously, but still, like, I still had that feeling of, like, lovely energy and, like, you know, being with family, and, like, that sense of free feel, you know, free feeling of, oh yeah, man, I can reset in ways.
How about you, Tomas?
Oh yeah, what about me? Well, you know, I've been all over the place, bitch. I'm being a hot mess, but but, like, in beautiful ways too. You know, it's a whole ass process up in here, and I've been working on. Well, I moved out. That's like one thing I moved to.
Ooh, could have seen you.
Yeah, I am in love with this place, guys. Like, I am so ready for you guys to come at your own time. Absolutely, I know that Juanita is coming pretty soon, and then Bianca, I definitely need to invite you to come sometime. Yes. Yeah, like, I definitely, like, just the other day we put, like, I asked my friend to come help me put up the TV. We both tested negative. We both got tested before hanging out because we are being a careful bitches, you know. Like, I know that you know, with this resurgence of COVID, these mutations and this stuff, people are actually going back to being a little more careful with the way they see people, the way they meet, how many people they do. But I've done a lot of that myself too, you know, especially since coming from home. I self-isolated. So yeah, we put up the TV, and now the living room is, like, after we put up that TV on the wall, the living room just came together beautifully. And I am just really happy that the place is already feeling like home for me for sure.
Awesome.
So yeah, I want to bring it back a little because I do know that we know the many reasons why we took the hiatus, but it was honestly for our audience, it was kind of like a little bit more abrupt, to say the least, because
Yeah, it was like a
we
surprise.
were definitely like promoting a whole ass money series, like yeah, three episodes or whatever. Like we booked episode one and then like vanished, bitch. Never to be seen again, or at least that's what they thought. I do know that for me myself, I definitely by the time we were like working on the money series, I was feeling a lot of burnout, and there were other aspects in my life that, you know, weren't doing the best. That's to say lightly, but you know, it's really hard when you want your life to go a certain way and you want to practice consistency in everything that you do. But definitely, right, when something falls apart, I feel like it does create a bit of a wrinkle or a domino effect. And it definitely affects other aspects of your life. And sadly, it, for me, it did in terms of my focus and my energy that I wanted to have in the podcast. So I definitely needed a break for many reasons. And I wanted to be better mentally and physically and all of it before I jump back into it with the best with the best energy I could bring. And that's the moment right now that we, you know, now I'm moving on. And you know, it's lessons because we just started doing this thing. None of us had previous experience really about how to do a podcast or our how to manage our time and all of that. So it was, and it still is a lot of like learning as we go. One of the things that I definitely took away from, we definitely should be more mindful in terms of at how much podcasts to give. And that's why we came up with the idea of splitting it into seasons. So I'm excited because that means that all of that what you heard, you know, from when we started up until the last episode that you heard from us back in September of 2020, that was all officially season one. Even though we didn't have a nice wrap up to it at the end, we are calling that season one. And what you're hearing from this episode on is season two. We're definitely gonna talk a little bit more about season two later on, but you know, let's bring it back to us. So we do have a
An
little bit of an
announcement.
announcement to make. You know, like a pretty big change for all of us for this season that you definitely guys are gonna notice. So I want Juanita to share that with us.
Yeah, so unfortunately, I won't be a co-host in season two. It's really sad to go, but I'm really excited for all that is to come in season two. And even like y'all will hear me maybe like in an episode or something like that. Like y'all will hear this voice. But no, it's been great. It's been great.
I
Oh. Yeah.
definitely, I think I enjoy so much Juanita's presence in the podcast, and I definitely want like you guys do too. You know, you guys when you guys give us feedback, you always talk about how much you enjoy Bianca, how much you enjoy Juanita, how much you enjoy all of us in different ways. And so yeah, you'll definitely be hearing more of Juanita. Absolutely. You know how Salim is always up in here as a guest. You know, we wanna definitely, whenever Juanita wants to have the dynamic that, you know, she has the space open for her to come and go whenever she pleases.
Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. But you know, now that we're talking about you, what have you been up to as of recent? You know, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, honestly, I've been chilling. I came to Philly like not too long ago, maybe like a week at this point, and so I've been just settling back in. This week was really cool because so during the summertime, I was volunteering at this garden, and like with the upsurge of like COVID, like a few months back, we kind of stopped things. But yesterday, we had this like this kind of retreat, that happened at the garden, and it was like a really nice time to like see everyone. But it was also, not to get into much detail, but like it was also just around some like land issues that we're having. So it was really nice to like be in person and see everybody. But that's how my week has been. So that was like a really good like wrap up.
When you came out from New Orleans, did you get the military welcome at the gates of the plane when you landed?
Oh
Yeah,
wow,
because like
no,
I
not at
remember there were
all. There
like some
was
military
no, not
people
at
there,
all.
and they gave me a form to sign. They were like, "You need to self-isolate. If you didn't come from like a connecting state,
Wow.
definitely there are different restrictions depending on the state."
Yeah, wow, yeah, no, that didn't happen to me, but I am aware, and hopefully our listeners are aware of this new variant of COVID-19. Of the coronavirus, excuse me, that was like that it's like really prevalent in the UK right now. And a couple of states actually have now have this new strain that was like more seen abroad. Actually, Louisiana, I heard today, I found out some news like just reading the newspaper, that strain is now has now been detected in Louisiana in the New Orleans, Greater New Orleans area. So it's getting pretty serious. And it's supposed to be, if y'all don't know, it's supposed to be like a more contagious
Yeah, supposed to be
strain.
more
Not
contagious but
necessarily,
less
yeah.
dangerous.
I haven't heard anything about it being worse in the sense of like symptoms or death, but definitely in the contagiousness of it, which is why I know different health public health officials are talking about like, yeah, you gotta like, stick in your bubble. It's not about, oh, there are less than 25 people here. It's about this is my immediate household type situation because of Kyle. But no, I said all that to say, and hopefully that was informative to someone listening. But all that to say, I can see how New York would have beefed
Yeah,
up its security a little bit, but not in PA. No, I'm joking.
free people, come here, come here.
Yeah.
And no, definitely very informative. There is always people that are out of the loop in some way or the other. And I thank you, Juanita, for sharing that. Absolutely. I'm always a little paranoid because the thing about these types of spread is that once they start recording it, once they start actually like announcing it, like the news reports are picking it up, it's probably way more spread out than what they are like informing it to be. So,
Yes.
whenever I do know that when the new variant in Europe, it started showing, I think in Europe, like around September or something like that, and they didn't really like broadcast it up until December. So there was like a few couple months they're brewing, or even longer than that, you know. And there is, not to account the people who are still asymptomatic, people who don't even go to the hospital, because that's like statistics for people that actually go to the hospital, they get tested or whatever. But whenever you see those exorbitant amounts of people, like, oh my gosh, this amount of people are infected. No, actually, there is way more than that. And not all of the people that are infected are recorded as infected, And that's just something to keep in mind, that
Yeah.
it's always more spread out than what you read in the news, no matter how recent it is. And Bianca, what have you been up to in the past week? Cuéntame, cuéntanos.
Well, the past week I've just been renovating a home. I recently got a few wallpapers that I ordered in Amazon, and I've been putting up on the walls, and it looks really
Cute.
nice. This is the reason why I end up so tired at the end of the day, but it's worth it because now I have like this really beautiful mural in the living room that is like two trees coming together, and there's a deer in the middle, and it's like in 3D, and
Ooh.
it's like really amazing. It makes me feel like I'm
Oh,
one
I
with
love
nature.
that.
And I'm also trying to spend my little garden, like I recently got a new succulent. Like I'm very interested in succulents. So I have like new plants and
That's
stuff like
awesome.
that.
I love that for you. Absolutely.
I feel like those are the best children because honestly, I have two cats now and a dog. And like I recently just got a new kitten, and she's so cute. But like my oldest cat, like she doesn't like her. She's very jealous right now. So I've been trying to ease into it, like, oh, be friends, like, you're part of the family now, but she doesn't want you here.
Yeah, definitely, like pets have different personalities, and it's definitely gonna get a little bit of getting used to, and like a little bit of like your energy put into it for that to happen. But you got this girl.
Yes, but definitely it's just like I've been trying to lift up my energy, trying to do something like have at least a responsibility of like plants or like animals, like pets, or like getting my house together. The other day I will got really interested in this show that I found on Netflix called The History of Swear Words, which was so funny to me because my New Year's resolution was not swearing or limit my
Cute.
swearing. But then I found this show on Netflix, The History of Swear Words, and I got so interested to it that I'm like, can I really stop swearing right now? I
What is the
don't think
premise of
so.
the show specifically?
It's like basically how regular words of like, well, like swear words, like the F word, the B word, the these words, they came to be from time to time and how they are today, you know what I mean? And I got really interested to it because it's a really small show, it's 5 episodes, but they're like 20 minutes each. And I just became fascinated with it because sometimes I think about, how did this word originate? You know what I mean? Like, how did we come up to our language that it is today? It was interesting. Like, I recommend you and the audience to watch it. It's hilarious. It's hosted by Nicolas Cage.
I have a show, Anne with an E, and it's y'all, it's the most random show. I just saw it on Netflix and was like, oh, it's trending. And I didn't have anything to do, and it was only like 7 episodes long. But you know, I really fuck with the plot. Like the plot is like it can't it was clutch. Wait, I'm gonna just say it's a really interesting show because it's kind of about like this orphan girl who like is really good at chess, but it's like low key, not even low key, high key, a drug addict, and like yeah,
That's interesting.
it's like it really caught me by surprise.
I
I was like,
usually I
low
I
key.
usually goes for the trending shows or trending movies because usually those are like the ones that are like the best right now.
Right, they're trending for a reason. That's what I was
You
thinking.
caught that Game of Thrones waves after everybody, obviously after everybody watched it, but like you've been into it. Did you finish it already?
Oh my God,
Yeah.
I wanna watch it.
Yeah, I finished it. You know, I watched like half of it, like in the very, very beginning of the pandemic in March. And then maybe like a month or two ago, I finished, maybe like 2 months ago, I finished the entire thing. It
You know
was
what? I
good.
have not wait, no,
Oh.
I had never watched Game of Thrones. I wanna get HBO just because of that
Oh
reason
my
to watch
gosh.
Game of Thrones.
Do
But
it.
since you're telling me that it was
Do
rushed,
it.
it makes me feel like, was it? Did you ever watch True Blood? I watched True Blood
No.
like during when the pandemic started, and when I got to the ending, that was the most rushed ending I ever seen in my life.
These long-running
Wow, you'd
shows
be
be
like, oh
fucking it
my
up right
God.
at the end. I don't know
Yeah,
why. Like,
like really
bitch, like
rushed.
you took all your damn time to make 24 seasons. Make the 25th right. Like, what the heck? Like, I don't.
Right.
That's a topic for another day. Intermission, intermission, intermission.
Would you want to talk really briefly about what's been happening in the world, in America?
The Capitol
Yes.
insurrection that happened earlier this month. Ooh, yikes, yikes, yikes. There is so much conspiracies or theories, I would say, in terms of how that went down and
Yes.
to the capacity that it did, how many people were involved in it, how many facilitated for that to happen, you know? And
Yes.
it's also scary, and it's so also the sad part is that it's also believable because I feel that the call for white supremacy to stay in power is so strong, and it is really it has found many helpers throughout, and that's the sad and scary part of it. Because you know, even now, you know, this podcast is gonna post a post inauguration day, But this, like, the next few days, like, are really scary too, because I've heard a lot about possibilities of groups reuniting, planning for attacks. Guns, not guns necessarily, but ammo are being sold out, especially in predominantly red states. So yeah, we definitely, even though this is going out, this going after inauguration, just in general, we want to definitely spread the sentiment of staying safe, staying, because shit is crazy. People are crazy right now. What do you think of that?
Literally, I would like to say that I'm surprised, but I'm not as much, because given the history of this country, a lot of things have happened. This country has definitely expressed in numerous amount of ways their feelings from any race. And I believe that the events that happened at the Capitol is a clear indication of how this country has been manifesting for the past 3, almost 4 years of this presidency. And I think that people need to realize that it's not safe. Nothing that has happened from 2020 up until now has been safe. And I think that people need to realize that we need to be more kind. We need to bring more positivity into our lives, because I honestly don't know where we're going to end up. Like, to be honest, that was a really chaotic, crazy event to watch, displaying all over the news internationally and nationally. And I think the American people needs to consider that if you want to be treated with kindness, if you want to be treated humbly, you need to be humble yourself. You need to do the work on yourself. You need to teach your kids to be humble and to be kind. And all starts at homes, you know what I mean? So I have been listening to the conspiracy theories, but also I listen to the comparisons between the Black Lives Matter protests and this riot.
I've seen on Twitter that comparing the two things when they're completely unrelated, and the motivations cannot be put on the same page at all. It's just different books, you know?
Yeah. And one thing that I probably people are not gonna agree with me about this, but I have seen people putting, oh, there's two types of America, the people that were doing the peaceful protests of Black Lives Matter, and then the rioters of white supremacists, patriots, calling themselves patriots or whatever. And I believe there is just one America where that's exactly what is happening.
Black Lives Matter movements and any other minority movements are literally fighting for basic rights, for the right to live. Yeah, no,
what,
like,
these
they're
people
basically
are just fighting,
like,
for
trying to protect their power over these people, over these minorities. They're trying, in the name of white supremacy, in the name of white power, and in the name of oppression, you know. That's why, like, the comparisons are not even valid, because it's just two different. It's just like, you cannot really compare the fight for life with the fight for privilege. You know, that the latter is, you say, a luxury within your privilege that you have, that you are able to really demand and command without getting any kind of repercussions. You know what I mean? Especially in a place that is supposed to be super secure, like the Capitol. That wouldn't have gone nearly as far. That wouldn't have even have started if it was minority groups trying to complain or call for some kind of action or justice, you know. So yeah, two excerpts from two different books. You know what, guys, since we're reminiscing a little bit about the stuff that we watch, why don't we also talk a little bit about your favorite moments in the podcast, you know, because this is really just a show episode to just get together, catch up, you know, like nothing too heavy. Up. We're not like about to introduce a whole ass topic or like anything like that, you know. So yeah, definitely now that we have officialized that, yes, bitch, like, that was a hiatus that we took, and, like, that was season one, like, it's all planned. What moments from season one were your favorites, you will say?
What was one of your favorite moments?
I have many favorite moments, but I will guess my favorite one, making the episode of self-care, because I really wanted to get to the audience about self-care, especially in the pandemic, because I think that was something that I really made it important in my life, being self-aware and taking care of yourself, mentally, physically, emotionally, however you like. And I feel like coming along with all these different advices and tips for self-care for the people and getting a great review about the episode, I felt like it was fantastic for me. But what I like the most is really just getting together with new guests every single episode. I like getting to know the perspective of new people that I don't even know them personally. Tomas may know them, or Juanita may know them, but you know, I always strive to listen to people's perspective because it opens my mind to new things and makes me see things in a in a way that I had never seen before. So to me, this podcast has been like the best thing.
First of all, that episode of self-care, to this day, I still get people that I listen to it for the first time and they give me feedback. They really enjoy that episode. It's like, it's definitely a community favorite for sure. And I love that, just the kind of episodes that have an impact in our lives, that it's not just one and done. That is episode definitely, there was a lot that could be applied right away to our own lives. And I feel like it did for me. It definitely helped me personally, just like preparing that for that episode. Absolutely. And I think I couldn't agree. That's what I was going to say, what you said at last, which was the different guests that we had over. I feel that was one of my favorite things about last season. The different characters, personalities, so much to learn from every person that came. Absolutely. Yes. Definitely gonna have a lot more of that with all the new voices into season two. Absolutely. And we definitely will. One of my favorite guest appearances was when we had a Saliman Rukai
of Polyamory. Yo, that was my favorite.
That episode was just like, for me, that was only like episode 3, I feel, like episode 4 maybe at most. And even though it was super early into the season, I feel like from that moment on, it definitely elevated the podcast in terms of like the range and the reach that it could have. Because I feel that, you know, as you explore something new, you really get to know the limitation of a thing, right? You know, and at that point, it was still baby podcast territory. And I still didn't know. I still was getting comfortable with the space and getting these amazing voices, getting these amazing perspectives, and the way the conversation flowed really opened my mind in terms of, wow, this podcast can really go anywhere and it will be fine, you know? And I was really, really grateful to have that experience really early in the season. One of my top favorites too, I gotta say, some of the more silly moments that we had in the season, like whenever Salim and Jose came on the podcast and we had the little game of the Shark Tank game, and we really just got silly with that one. I do want to bring more silly moments like that for season two, you know, laughs and stuff. I definitely love our more serious, more educated kind of conversations, but you know, we have our complexities and we are not one tone bitches, you know, in real life. And I feel like the podcast definitely should resemble its own speakers. And I am not a one tone bitch. I know Bianca is not a one tone bitch. I know Salima, Panira, nobody here is a one tone bitch, you know, like, so I definitely wanna have more of that in season two, more of that range.
Honestly, yeah, no, I definitely remember the Rocky and Salim polyamory conversation, just because I feel like I learned so much from that episode. Usually I try to like be somewhat aware or look a little bit deeper into like the topics that we do each week. But that one, I feel like I mostly was learning from them just like talking. And it was like so much better than like reading an article online or something like that, mm-hmm. about, you know, an issue or something. So that was really cool. I also remember, I really liked the one with your brother.
Yes, that's my second favorite.
Because, yeah, that was a good one. And that was another moment during the podcast where I was feeling like, no, like I'm mm-hmm. learning something. Like this podcast is like capturing, I don't know, I love learning. And it's so interesting, like you said, to myself, learn from like different people. And yeah, during those times in the podcast, I didn't even feel like I was on a podcast. I feel like I was just talking on the phone and it just so happened to be being recorded.
We should definitely strive for, I think you phrased it really perfectly. Those experiences that are way better than just reading an article or stuff like that, because it's a more personalized piece of information, you know, like a more animated piece of information. And I feel that that's one of the essences that made podcast so special. Definitely an animated experience, like something that you can get from an article, yes, but this is so much more involved, so much more rich and full of personality. And yeah, that's why we do what we do, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Like we're like starting something,
yes.
But this little moment within the start feels like a conclusion, and that's like kind of weird. That's the complexity of life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, this is like a family. Every person who has come on into the podcast, you know, it's like a new addition to the family. It is an ever expanding community, absolutely. And we extend an invitation to people who are listening. If you definitely feel compelled about
yes.
any type of conversation, any type of topic, either announced or not. Because let's say we announce, oh, we're gonna talk about fuckboys next week, and you feel like you know so much about fuckboys and you really wanna talk about fuckboys, hit us up and we can invite you as a guest and let's talk about those fuckboys, bitch. Like, yes. I think that definitely this is an open line relationship that we wanna have here with everybody. So, like, we are always eager, as Bianca really well said, like, always eager to hear new voices.
Yes, especially this season 2, we are coming with so many new things. We're coming with new topic, new people, new voices, new projects, yes. coming soon.
We didn't say it yet, but we are continuing with the money series, actually.
Yes.
Proper conclusion. And see money series part 2 and part 3 coming in the next 2 weeks.
Yes!
We have amazing guests. We have for next week, we have Cesar Gomez. He was so well spoken and so informative in everything that he had to bring up in terms of budgeting. And then beside him, we also have another amazing guest for next week. His name is Brandon Cheng, and he also brought his own perspective into budgeting. And we, between the all of us, we really found different types of approaches to the same topic, which was really interesting to see. Two other guests for the following weeks to talk about the investing part of the money series. So stay tuned for that, because that's coming and I'm excited about that for sure.
Also, for this season 2, we're going to be having 21 episodes going from January 21st to June 24th. We're going to have a whole season full of laughs, new information, everything.
The end of the season will match with the beginning of summer. That's when we'll take another hiatus, and then like around that time probably we'll know when we want to do season 3. So yeah, it's better that way, so we definitely know there's a beginning and end to it, and we can definitely avoid burning out again, because that's one of the aspects that contributed to the factor of like us stopping so abruptly. Definitely, since there was no clear timeline of we were ever gonna take a break. In my mind, I was just going and going and going, week in and week out. But this structure would definitely help us create a clearer system and help us provide a better output overall. So I am excited about that, absolutely.
Shout out.
Yes, so as I mentioned before, one of the new projects that we have, we're looking at it right now, is a new logo. We would like to thank and give a huge shout out to Lauren Rodriguez. She's my friend from college from SUNY Potsdam. I introduced her to Tomas for this project, and she is amazing. She's into graphic design and all that stuff. You should definitely check her out. Her handle on Instagram is at @theindigolauren. And you can also check that out in the description in this podcast. But definitely, that's one of our many projects.
Yeah, I'm really hoping that the audience likes it too. But going back to Lauren, definitely go check her out. Her artistry, her drawing skills are just really cute, really amazing. I really like them. You will definitely support her a lot by giving her a follow and, you know, supporting her craft, because I think that she has a lot of talent for sure.
Shout out The Garden, like The Garden is bomb, you know what I'm saying? Iglesias, what is it? Let me say the full name. Cesar Iglesias Community Garden in Kensington, absolutely, Philadelphia. But that's pretty much.
Yes, definitely. And, you know, we are going to also put in our description our Instagram handle, so you can reach us out with new topics that you have, or if you want to discuss a topic that you listen from our podcast, or something totally different from the podcast,
absolutely,
you can hit us up as well. We are really open to anything that you guys want to talk about.
I really appreciated being on the podcast with y'all this season. I don't know if y'all remember, but like through this podcast,
yes, I'm gonna miss you so much.
Yeah, definitely. And like, who can say that, like, you know, oh, I met this person talking about like that shit. You know, usually people like start a little surface level and then you build up to the main, you know. But nah, we got straight to it, so it was really nice.
Absolutely. Like, there were no icebreakers. There was no like small talk. No, that shit.
No. I definitely felt
there
like
really
I met Juanita a long time ago.
That's
like I know Juanita for
definitely
years.
Like, definitely, like more of that will get explored for sure. Juanita is not slipping through the cracks so easy, you know. Love you, bitch. All right, and with that being said, thank you, everybody.
Definitely.
This is definitely feels like going back home with these like recording sessions. You'll definitely be hearing more from us.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining us.
For sure. Love y'all. Good night.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye.